With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. After much wrangling, a $95 billion national security aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan moved closer to passage, but not without a lot of anger from conservative Republicans. GOP Texas Congressman Chip Roy says House Speaker Mike Johnson went back on his word.
Speaker Johnson said in January, if President Biden wants a supplemental spending bill focused on national security, it better begin with defending America's national security. We want to get the border closed and secured first. To that, I say amen. And where is that, Speaker Johnson?
The package also includes TikTok.
The House has renewed its push on legislation that would ban TikTok if its Beijing-based parent company doesn't divest from the popular social media platform. The TikTok legislation, which was included in a package of bills that would send aid to Ukraine and Israel, could become law as soon as next week if Congress moves quickly. The original bill that passed the House last month had a six-month deadline for TikTok to be sold. However, the revised legislation would give 9 months and a possible three-month extension if a sale was in progress. Keith Peters reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, more people living near an erupting volcano in Indonesia are being evacuated.
Buses drive evacuees away from Tagulandang sub-district on Sulawesi Island. Indonesian authorities have closed an international airport and urged residents to leave homes near the erupting volcano due to spreading ash, falling rocks and the possibility of a tsunami. The island's Mount Ruang had five large eruptions on Wednesday and smoke emitted from the crater all day Thursday. More than 11,000 people have been told to leave at-risk areas and at least 800 have already done so. Indonesia's Volcanology Center notes it's possible part of the volcano could collapse into the sea, triggering a tsunami. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is SRN News. A new poll asks Americans about abortion.
The numbers come from Rasmussen Reports, and they indicate that 53% of likely voters describe themselves as pro-choice versus 37% who are pro-life and 10% who say they aren't sure. The survey also reveals that 66% of respondents do not believe that abortion should be legal in the final 3 months of pregnancy. The Biden administration supports legal abortion up to the moment of birth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Minority Christians will be watching closely as national elections take place in India over the coming 6 weeks. The Prime Minister there said his Hindu nationalist party are expected to win, which could be bad news for Christians. During his 10 years in office, persecution of believers has soared and become increasingly violent. Supporters and critics agree that the prime minister has achieved staying power by making Hindu nationalism acceptable. This is SRN News. Tesla announces an EV recall.
The electric vehicle maker is recalling more than 3,000 of its newly launched 2024 Cybertrucks because of the possibility that a pedal can get stuck and cause the vehicle to accelerate unintentionally, increasing the risk of a crash. Tesla says the accelerator pedal pad may dislodge and become trapped by the interior trim. The recall involves 2024 Cybertrucks made between November 13th of last year and April 4th of this year. Rich Thomason reporting.
A guaranteed income program in Houston survives a big legal challenge. Republican Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton sued Harris County, arguing that the $500 monthly payments to low-income residents was unconstitutional. The Democrat-elected judge said that even if people use the money to gamble, she said it still benefits Harris County, where she said they would spend the winnings. More details at SRNnews.com.